Hi, welcome to Sage Blue Tarot. So I felt called to come on today because I feel like there are some messages that we need to hear right now. So I know I had said like let's do this every week, but I also am very flexible with myself because I feel like it's very easy to think, oh, this is what I'm gonna need and be able to do for the rest of my life. But then changes come up, right? And I feel like we have to just adapt to these changes as they come up so that we can be led to the path that we're meant to be, right? Like be aligned with our highest selves. So, with that in mind, I wanted to mention that right now feels really intense for a lot of people. And I feel like it's important to follow your intuition, right? I kind of sense that there are some endings that are going to be happening, or maybe that have already happened, or that you can sense need to end. But the logical mind is also at play, right? It's also trying to convince you, like, hey, why would you end that? Why would you change this? Like, you've already invested X amount of your time, resources, energy, attention. Why would you withdraw from that, right? But your gut, I feel like, has a lot more information. And it's different, right? Your intuition and your logical mind, like, it's interesting how we're kind of trained as a society to follow our logical mind, right? Like, hey, well, there's technically no problem, but your intuition, your gut instinct is saying, like, yeah, but I know more than I can't even tell you exactly why, right? Like, you can't grasp it all because the gut, the intuition is based on the subconscious, right? On this sea of information that we're not privy to at all times. The logical mind, I feel like, is more married to this conscious mind, right? Like this more like numbers, dates, this is what's happening. And so I feel like right now the message is trust your gut intuition, right? Like if you've been dwelling on a certain thought, on an event, on a person, just something that's been on your mind, right? That you intuitively know this isn't right for me. Trust that. Right, I've kind of realized like because it's happened with me recently, right? I was just kind of thinking about it, dwelling on it, and logically I was thinking, well, it doesn't make sense, right? But then my gut kept going back to, yeah, but I feel like it's just time for an ending, right? Like, I feel like even though you've invested in this, maybe you've already reached. I feel like there's this sense of an engagement, right? A relationship, a commitment of sorts. That you've told yourself, oh, this is going to be long term, that maybe is ended or abruptly changed. And there is this sense of kind of difficulty thinking, well, it can't be over, can it? Like, even though all the signs are pointing to that right now, it's okay to change your mind. It's okay to adapt, right? I feel like we can kind of make the assumption that we know what's gonna happen or what's gonna be good for us. But if our gut keeps coming up saying, yeah, but it's not, yeah, but it's not, please, but it's not, I suggest that you just listen to yourself, right? And everybody's different, and change and endings, it all feels and looks different for everybody. But I just feel like it's important to kind of get that message out. Like, listen to your gut instinct, to that intuitive part of you, right? To that part of you that is just full knowing, right? And to kind of allow your logic mind to speak, but for the most part, try to make a decision. Of course, follow yourself, right? I'm not saying that I know what's best for you, but you yourself are your own best teacher. Just sit with yourself, right? I also am getting the message that it's really important to hydrate right now. This is going to be a transformative full moon for endings, right? It's like a Scorpio Pluto moon. So it's a time of transformation and endings, and I feel like that's why we're kind of surprised at the way that things are going, or things have moved and shifted, and we're kind of finding ourselves questioning because we're thinking, well, that doesn't make sense, right? Maybe I'll just hold on, even though you don't actually want to, but you kind of feel like maybe you're going to mark yourself as a quitter, or just it doesn't make sense why you would make this decision. So it kind of sounds like you're trying to convince yourself to feel something else, but deep down, you already know the answer. So I feel like right now it's just important to be hydrating, to just be drinking as much water as possible so that this energy can be transmuted, right? I'm kind of sensing that there's this big flow and influx of energy, and you're transforming at a much faster rate than you thought you would be right now. And because you're changing so much, your external world is also going to see that, right? That's why I feel like these changes need to happen. Your resources, your time, attention need to be somewhere else right now. And I know that it's kind of jarring and surprising, but I mean, it's all just part of the steps, right? The steps in becoming who we're meant to be and who we are right now and what's aligned for us at this moment. So yeah, that's going to be the channeling for the full moon. I just kind of feel like I needed to get that out, right? I kind of sense that some people need to hear it. You know, like some people need this message of just go back to basics, right? Trust your gut instinct. If you find yourself doing research, right, and kind of sleeping on it, I'm kind of sensing that too. Like maybe you slept on a certain message for a long time, trying to understand it more on a deeper level. But the message is quite simple, right? So I'm kind of sensing that there's just this kind of unwillingness to step forward and see the truth, right? Even though it's kind of been laid out for you. And I feel like it's just important right now to take time for yourself. Take time for yourself to be alone, to do what feels right for you, and to really tune into your emotions, right? I feel like anxiety could be really high right now. You could be feeling kind of like energetic, but not sure where to put it. And, you know, kind of a little bit, kind of feeling like your foundations are being shaken a little bit, right? Like you had reached a level of stability and you were there and you were comfortable, but then all of a sudden there's a shift again and you need to make a change. And then when you make a change, just any change in your life, that has a ripple effect and that changes everything else in your life. So that's why this moment, this time feels so momentous. It just feels big, right? It just feels like, oh, like, why does it feel so big if it's just one change, right? But when you add something or remove something, that has an effect on the whole picture. So I feel like that's why this feels like such a big moment. That's why it feels like kind of like thrilling. Like, oh, like, okay, like what is, you know, what's happening? What's going on? So yeah, I just want to get that out there. Sit with yourself and spend some time with yourself, just kind of asking yourself, like, what is my truth? What feels good for me, right? Our feelings have a lot of information. If something doesn't make you feel good, kind of look into that. Like, why? Does that mean I should stop doing that? Does that mean I should pursue something else? And when you do that something else, like, does that feel better? Does that feel more aligned? Does that feel good? And I feel like when we do different activities or just have different things in our lives, right? We can start to question, okay, well, long term, how is this going to be? Well, long term, how is that going to be? But I feel like it's important to kind of just trust in the present moment, because we don't know how long events occur for, right? Like we don't have a timetable for the rest of our lives. Like we don't know how long things are gonna last, right? Or when they start, or even when they end. So I feel like that's why it's always important to trust your truth. And your truth is always there, right? But because I feel like as human beings, we might value stability, we might be more prone to holding on to things that are not aligned with our truth for longer than we really need to be, because we're waiting for something to prove us otherwise. But just spend time with yourself, kind of see what your gut instinct is saying, and then also kind of see how it feels to make a decision based on your gut instinct, right? Of course, like you're responsible for yourself. Like, don't hold me responsible. We're all responsible for our own lives and decisions. I'm trying to encourage this sense of autonomy and self-empowerment and spiritual independence, right? I'm not saying I have all the answers because I'm figuring it out as I go, right? And that's kind of what I'm building here, right? A community of people that are also figuring it out as they go. So if any of this resonates with you, that's awesome. That's great. And yeah, let me know how that goes for you. I really enjoyed getting a reply on my previous podcast. It felt really good to connect with somebody to kind of put, yeah, I don't know, because it kind of feels like whenever I'm sharing this podcast, it feels like I'm sharing this into the void, right? Like I'm sharing this with nobody but myself. Even though I know people are listening, I don't know. You know, like it's like I don't really know. I only know here in my world and where I'm at, and you know, just me sharing this out loud with myself and anybody else who felt called to listen to this episode. So I really appreciate that, creating this community of people that are seeking their own truth, right? As we're kind of seeking it together, and it's going to be different for everybody. But yeah, I'm just kind of feeling a lot right now, right? Because it just feels like revelatory, right? Like things are being revealed that I wasn't expecting. And I'm also taking the steps forward to just stay aligned, right, with whatever the current situation or this point of my life requires of me, and kind of stepping up and being like, okay, this is what's going to happen. And it is kind of like scary and kind of thrilling, and because that's kind of what change is, right? But I feel like as we learn to adapt to these changes, we're also learning about ourselves and our needs. And what's interesting is that our needs change, right? And I feel like when we engage in certain, let's say, relationships, commitments, etc., just anything that we invest any of our resources into for any amount of time, right? Sometimes it's surprising how fast you can get, you can get what you need from that, right? And I feel like sometimes we kind of have this idea of like, oh, but longer is better. But if everything is showing you that this is actually just like a natural ending, and that feels a lot better and right for you in comparison to continuing and kind of going against that gut instinct that's telling you like, no, you've received what you needed already. Like, why are you still here? I feel like that's kind of where we're at right now. Trusting in the ending of our engagements, right? Like trusting in our needs. And our needs do change all the time. And it's kind of surprising when we start to really sit with ourselves, like what our needs are day to day, listening to your physical body, to your mental state, to what's bringing you joy, like what feels good for you, right? And I feel like, yeah, I feel like it's kind of scary to do that, because sometimes these things kind of causes that. That's the thing about change, like when we're changing to be our higher and better self, we start to really act in ways that surprise ourselves, right? We're like, oh, like that was brave of me, or oh, I've always wanted to do that but I didn't, or oh, look at that, like I'm actually kind of prioritizing myself over somebody else's expectation of me, like oh, I'm actually putting myself first, like oh, and it's actually benefiting myself and others, like okay, this is kind of strange and new, right? I kind of feel like there's this shift happening from putting others above you, right? Or like this pleasing mentality, it's kind of happening that there's this big shift that's happening where you're now the point, right? Like now you're focusing on yourself, like what feels good for you right now, and letting everything else fall into place instead of what has maybe been your usual up until now, right? Because it's also an eclipse, and it's kind of an intense season, right? It's just an intense season right now. I want to say that today is also an eclipse. It's a solar eclipse, but then again, I'm not sure, right? That you could maybe do your own research on it, but it definitely feels like that, right? It definitely does feel like that. So I'm going to go ahead and pull some cards. I'm going to pull some from Tarot and then from the Angelarium Oracle of Emanations deck, because I kind of feel like this is just a really big full moon with big changes, and maybe we need a little bit of insight, some support right now. What does collective need to hear today? What does collective need to hear today? Oh, we've got some cards that flipped over. Okay, so we've got the Queen of Swords, and we've got the Five of Pentacles, the Eight of Swords, and the Knight of Cups upright. So with the Queen of Swords, I'm seeing this as a form of boundary setting, and I can kind of see that maybe you right now are in a place where you're thinking, you know what, this needs to change, or you know what, I need to remove myself, or I need to communicate something that made me uncomfortable or that didn't feel right. Like I kind of just need to let it be known, right? For you to feel comfortable and safe. Is that Swords energy? I feel like something's been on your mind. Something's been kind of like that air energy just blowing through your mind. It leaves, it comes back again. You're kind of ruminating on it, right? You're kind of thinking, what does this mean? How did they mean that? Did they mean it like this? Was I wrong? Were they wrong? Like, was, you know, you're kind of maybe replaying a situation, but because it's the queen, I'm also seeing that you are now seeing that, okay, this is my truth. Like, this is what's going to happen. This is what I need to do. This is how I need to communicate. Like, that's just, I feel like things are going to be settling for you. And with that Five of Pentacles, maybe you're feeling kind of kicked out, right? I kind of feel like maybe, yeah, you'd been engaged in something that now you realize is no longer for you. And it kind of feels a little bit awkward maybe, right? Like maybe you're kind of feeling like, oh, like, is this, you know, I kind of feel ostracized. I kind of feel like I'm self-ostracizing right now. I'm feeling left out. How do I, you know, like, should I stay? Like, I kind of feel like there's this sense of wanting to stay in something that you know is no longer right for you because you like to participate in it, right? And I feel like just go ahead and sit with that energy, but trust, right? Because that Eight of Swords reverse energy, I'm just kind of sensing a lot of fear, right? Like, there's a lot of fear going on. Like, you're kind of afraid. But there's also this underlying sense of trusting your heart, that Knight of Cups energy. I kind of feel like there's new loves that are going to happen for you, right? Like new passions, new interests. But that Eight of Swords energy to me, because it's reversed, I'm kind of sensing that you've been kind of feeling down, right? Maybe kind of stressed out, maybe kind of fearful. I feel like this is a good time to kind of check in with your inner child, right? Maybe do some inner child work. Like, hey, let's go back to basics. Let's strip everything away as much as possible and get down to the nitty-gritty of what my inner child wants right now. Like, what are my passions? What are my loves? What do I enjoy? Like, what would I like to do right now? Like, how would I like to treat myself? I kind of feel like it's important to check in with yourself, right? And let's pull a card from the back. And we have the Tower upright. So this is what I mean, you know, like there's this massive transformation that we didn't really expect. And maybe if you follow astrology a bit, like the moon cycles and everything, like maybe you had an idea like, oh, like this is a season of transformation, eclipse season, full moon, super full moon. And we know logically that this is going to be a time for change. But now that it's happening, we're kind of maybe taken by surprise, you know, we're kind of like, oh, like yet more change, you know, like things need to end that I didn't expect them to end, that maybe I really enjoyed and nurtured and prioritized in my life. They actually don't bring the joy that I need anymore. Or, you know, like what's going on there, right? Like, is it really true that I've acquired everything that I needed to from this? Like, is this it? And everybody's different, but I feel like it's important to realize, like, maybe you have gained everything you've needed from this, right? This thing that's been kind of in your mind ruminating. Maybe the decision has already been made. The Queen of Swords, I feel like, is really wise, right? And there is a sense of kind of feeling like stoicism, kind of feeling like, oh, like this is the truth. This is what I love. This is not any longer what I want to put my energy into. So like, what does that mean, right? Yes, I'm going to be feeling kind of fearful because I've prioritized this. And I kind of feel left out now because I've made a decision to move forward without this, remove myself, etc. But at the same time, that Knight of Cups energy to me is such a loving energy. I feel like there's these messages coming from your heart, maybe from other people as well, right? About where your truth is right now, like where you are more aligned to. And even though the Tower upright is here, I kind of feel like the Tower upright is just to let you know, like, yeah, your house of cards is falling, right? But that doesn't necessarily mean that it's the end of the world for you, right? It just kind of means like, all right, we've gathered everything, we've gained everything from this version of ourselves at this point in time. Now, what's next, right? Like a rebuilding based on your authentic truths, on those things that make your heart sparkle and feel warm and feel that loving energy, right? But I feel like right now we're still at that stage with the Tower card where, you know, like things are kind of falling and we're kind of surprised and we're kind of like not wanting it to. We're trying to kind of keep the House of Cards afloat even though it's kind of windy, but like it just makes sense to let it go. But just sit with yourself, right? Take some time with yourself and yeah, kind of let yourself know that it's going to be okay too. Because that Eight of Swords energy to me, I'm just getting a lot of like sadness, right? Like maybe you're feeling kind of sad. And I want to remind you that it's okay to mourn endings because It's just important, you know, prioritize your emotions and your feelings. Like, endings can kind of feel traumatizing, right? They can kind of trigger other wounds, other abandonment, other, you know, just realize that this time isn't necessarily easy, even though it feels right. Right? Just kind of be kind to yourself right now. Be kind to yourself. I kind of feel like with that Queen of Swords energy, your boundaries are changing. And that's why it kind of feels a little bit surprising, because I feel like you've done so much boundary work with yourself and with others that it kind of feels surprising that you're doing it again. But just know this is just growth, right? Like, this is just part of the growth process. And we're just removing things that are no longer in alignment with ourselves, and that's okay. New things that are in alignment with our truth and with who we are right now and where we're going and where we're headed and our goals are gonna come up for us, are gonna show up for us. And now that we have the space, because we've removed these other things, now we have the space to accommodate that which is gonna help us grow and that which is aligned, right? So, and on the back, we have the Ten of Swords reversed. So, yeah, I'm kind of sensing that. Yeah, you're just kind of ready to end things. Like, you're just like, I feel like, you know, you're ready to end certain things, and you've kind of been stalling. You've kind of been like, oh, it's not, I don't know, let me sleep on it some more. Let me keep, you know, studying it through my mind. But I feel like deep down, you know that some things have ended already. Like, some things have come and gone, and it's okay. It doesn't mean you did anything wrong. It just means that you've gathered everything you needed to learn from that. And it's time to kind of keep gathering, keep living your life, right? And yeah, I feel like it just takes some time to prioritize self-care, right? And I'm kind of getting the message of just hydrate a lot, right? Like, just drink a lot of water. That's going to help that energy flow to go through. It's going to help you process faster, and it's going to help you feel more rested, more rejuvenated to make these decisions, to be able to study yourself and your life. So I'm going to thank this deck. Thank you. And now I'm going to pull from the Angelarium Oracle of Emanations deck. What messages does collective need to hear today? Messages this collective need to hear today. Gevura, Left Hand Judgment. So this card actually reminds me a lot of the Queen of Swords energy. It's always about boundaries. Interesting. So let me go ahead and read what Gevura means. Gevura, Left Hand Judgment. Gevura, Left Hand Judgment, the fifth emanation, the hand that separates, the rule of law that brings order to the world. Gevura assesses what is just, helping us overcome our adversaries both without and within. Hers is the power to cleave apart a unified whole and leave its component pieces. It is a trait that commands as much fear as respect, because with it comes an inherent violence. She does this without enmity. It is an act that must be committed to create balance. The red orb exists as a boundary, closed to the unworthy. Gevura's position at the center of its pillar defines that pillar's trait of severity. Her push against Chesed on the opposite side of the tree is met with equal and opposite resistance. Without both of them in equal measure, we have no means of maintaining healthy relationships. We must have judgment to discern what is healthy for us so that we can bring it into our lives and embrace it, found in law, bravery, punishment. So to me, this card is just a wonderful representation of kind of what we're going through right now. Like, we've kind of built something, and then right now we're just kind of taking it apart. We're kind of realizing, you know what, like, let's go back to basics. Like, does this make me feel good? Does this part fit with me right now? And then we're kind of realizing, like, if it does not, then I need to communicate with that. Like, I need to do a change. Like, something needs to happen with that. I can't keep carrying it along with me because it's not helping me grow. It's not good for me. It's not worth my resources, right? So I'm kind of sensing that there's this, I like when it says it comes in inherent violence, because that's kind of what it feels like, an abrupt ending. And we're kind of like, oh, like, am I a bad person? Like, are they a bad, like, what's going on here, right? So, like, what's gonna, it's uncomfortable. It's an ending, right? And we're kind of realizing, like, if something doesn't feel healthy anymore, like, something needs to happen. Like, we can't keep doing something that doesn't feel good, that doesn't, for whatever reason, right? I'm kind of feeling like Gevurah is here to tell you, like, hey, you're supported. What's important right now is to maintain and prioritize what's healthy for you, right? Like, what is truly healthy for you? And just ask yourself that. Maybe write about it, right? I feel like maybe after this session, or whenever you have time, after this podcast episode, just write down, what is healthy for me? Or what is healthy for me at this time? Some variation of that, right? Just, what is healthy for me at this point in time? And then write down what feels good, what you've been doing lately that feels really good. And then kind of take notice as you're writing this, take gut notice. Like, how does it feel to write this, right? To see if this is authentically you, or if it's kind of what you think that you should be wanting at this time, right? Because there's a really big difference. So write things down and then see how they make you feel. And then I feel like you might get to a point where you write something down and you feel like, oh, but it actually doesn't check in the same way with my body as these other things did. And kind of look into that. Like, is that something that needs to be ended? Like, what change needs to happen for you? Like, what do you need right now that's going to make you feel good? Because your health is the most important thing, right? Like, what makes you feel good? And what are you maybe forcing yourself to do because you think it's going to be good for you, or it has been in the past, but it's no longer? And, you know, this kind of like, there's kind of, yeah, I'm just sensing this big opportunity to know that right now is the time when things that are no longer in alignment with yourself are going to be coming up. And that's okay. Just take the time to realize what those things are. You know your answers. Like, you know yourself better than anybody ever will. So just kind of forming that relationship with yourself and maintaining it and checking in with yourself through challenging times is going to be your best bet, right? That's going to be the best way to go about it, right? To know what you need to ask yourself what you need, to kind of give to yourself, to kind of do some changes. On the back, I'm seeing hod, left leg submission. A lot of that left energy, because Gevurah was left hand and hod is left leg. To me, that left side of your body is represented by that feminine aspect, right? The part of us that's like intuitive, the receiving part. And I kind of feel like that's where that information is coming up from. And to me, a Scorpio full moon, to me, is like that intuitive subconscious energy, right? It's like that mystical part that we don't quite, can't always put into words, but we know it's there. It's like this knowing information. And let's read Hod, left leg submission. I just feel like a lot of subconscious changes are taking place, or awareness, and it's changing our external lives. I feel like that's just kind of the big message right now. We're kind of surprised, you know, because I feel like this doesn't usually happen, and we're kind of like, oh, like, usually, you know, it's a different way. Changes come about in a different way, or, you know, like, okay, interesting. But now a lot of changes are happening with intuitive instigations, like intuitive starts are the ones that are kind of causing these changes, right? So let's read Hod, left leg submission. The eighth emanation, the force that abides. Hod is what guides us when we surrender ourselves to the flow of fate and let destiny guide our motion. through her light, we see the boundlessness of glory. Waving our hands to the wind, we feel the air pull us upward. It's only by resigning ourselves to the forces around us that we truly experience the nature of those forces. The golden orb shines a radiant light upon our shoulders. Supporting the pillar of severity, Hod does not press back against the weight of the tree. Instead, she simply lets it pass through her, flowing like water down into the lowest portion of the diagram. Through the two opposing characteristics of Hod and Netzah, relinquishing and resisting, we gain the power to move. Together, they form the power to carry ourselves through the world with grace and intention, found in prayer, nature, mysteries. So I kind of feel like right now there's this sense of relinquishing and resisting. We gain the power to move. So there's a sense of just kind of surrendering, right? Like realizing, like, okay, it is what it is. This is what needs to happen. Let me go ahead and see where this takes me, right? I feel like there's this image of bags that we've been carrying, right? Luggage, suitcases, just baggage, right? And I feel like we're kind of unable to move forward because we kind of want to keep holding on to these things, right? Like to the things that these suitcases hold, we're kind of like, no, I still might need this, but that's kind of limiting the way that we can move. And I feel like some of those bags need to be dropped right now so that we can kind of keep moving forward, right? Like keep learning about ourselves, kind of find, like allowing for ourselves to be found in new spaces, in new ways to ourselves and in all ways, really. So I kind of feel like right now is just a good time to relinquish to the mystery that is your life. Right? And maybe ground. I feel like grounding is really important right now because there's so much energy. I just feel like there's just so much energy happening right now, and it's important to just ground as much as possible. Just walk around barefoot outside on sand and on grass, on dirt. Just kind of go for a walk, maybe lean on a tree, you know, just kind of observe how nature is working around you and notice what you notice and kind of try to be really present, because I feel like when you're really present, you open up these channels, these doorways to your own intuition, right? For these knowingness to come through, for these answers that you've been searching to come through. And then when they land, they'll have a space to land and you'll understand like, oh, this is the right direction. This is the answer I've been waiting. This feels right, 100%, everything is aligned, and I know that this is the truth. This is my new truth. This is what I'm going to base my decisions on moving forward. So, yeah, I'm kind of sensing that this is just going to be a really big full moon of change for a lot of us, a lot of people, and the collective, really. So I feel like it's a good time to just to realize that it's okay for transformation to happen, right? For endings to occur, because even though this might feel kind of like, I don't know, like just wobbly, like just stumpy, just kind of like, oh, you know, what's going on? Know that this is just making space for that which is aligned with you, with your truth, with who you are, where you're going, what your spiritual goals are, which are who you are, right? This is making space for that to come up. And change is a way that we get to where we're going. So I feel like as long as you check in with yourself and your inner child and you kind of just check in with like your gut, like what feels good, right? Go back to basics. And I feel like it's important to remember, like, we are animals and animals live in a very instinct based kind of life, right? Intuitive based kind of life. And I feel like because this full moon is in Scorpio and we've kind of got a lot of that left hand, left side of the body energy going on, you know, like left foot, left hand, like, for me, left hand is kind of like that grappling, right? Like, what are you grasping intuitively? And then left foot, like, what are you stepping into that feels right? Right? Like, how are you moving through your life intuitively? Right? Like, lean heavy into that feminine energy at this time. Take some baths, go for a walk, spend some time in solitude. Do what feels right for you right now. Away from the masculine side, right? The masculine is where we're always doing and just kind of, you know, it's just so different. Spend time in that mystery, in the darkness, you know, kind of see what's coming to light for you and I feel like you're going to be able to find a lot of information, right, to live your life. So, yeah, thanks for showing up today and showing up for yourself, right? Thank you for that. And I will see you in my next episode. Have a full moon, right? Whatever that means for you, whatever kind of full moon you need to have. I hope it's good, and I hope that it's transformative in the best way for you, and that, yeah, and that it is what it will be. So I will see you in our next episode, and thank you. Bye.